Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and today we're covering new findings on cancer disparities among U.S. women, record physician pay levels amid stable productivity, and AstraZeneca's latest U.S. manufacturing expansion aimed at boosting supply for a key cardiovascular therapy. New analysis reveals that racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic disparities remain a major factor in female-specific cancer outcomes across the United States. The study found that Black and Hispanic women continue to experience higher mortality rates from breast, cervical, and ovarian cancers, while women in lower income brackets face delayed diagnoses and limited access to screening. Researchers stress the need for targeted prevention programs and equitable access to care to close these long-standing gaps. In economic news, physician compensation has reached its highest level in 10 years, according to Sullivan Cotter. The report attributes rising pay to workforce shortages, expanded demand for specialty care, and inflation-adjusted payment increases. Interestingly, overall productivity has remained steady, suggesting that wage growth is being driven more by market dynamics than by higher output. Lastly, in manufacturing, AstraZeneca has announced a major expansion of its Coppell, Texas facility to double production capacity for its hyperkalemia drug, Lokelma. The investment reinforces AstraZeneca's commitment to strengthening its U.S. manufacturing network, and company officials say the project will enhance supply chain resilience and bring additional skilled jobs to the region. From health equity and physician economics to expanding biomanufacturing, these stories highlight the intersections of public health, workforce dynamics, and industry growth shaping today's healthcare ecosystem. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.